The House has put the brakes on a bill to raise speed limits on the interstate highways to 80 miles an hour. The bill said the speeds would be raised if and when the Department of Transportation determines interstates can support that speed. Another section of the bill would have set a minimum 40 miles per hour speed on those highways. That bill was split then into two sections, one on the higher limit, one on the minimum. Kansas Republican Representative Greg Westland argued against the higher speed limit. He admitted he sets his cruise control to 82 miles per hour on the interstates, but he told the House,
"The irony is, faster you go, the more fuel you burn, and the less likely that you will survive a crash. This just doesn't add up to me."
Minot Republican Representative Dan Ruby countered, "The DOT has been open to the idea, at least on stretches of the two interstates.
It's very doable. There's areas where there's no problems doing 80 miles an hour. And as stated in South Dakota, when they moved them up, there were a lot less speeding tickets at that time because that's the way people were already driving."
That portion of the bill failed on a 56-38 vote. The second part was killed as well. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.